Friends, in earlier chapter, we have seen who is the banker. And now the important aspect is this, who can be a customer or who is customer? Because always we see customer, customer, customer. Who is that customer? Why not we call it as depositor or borrower? Then what is the difference between depositor, borrower and customer? Are they not customers, borrower and depositors? They are customers. Then customer means how this word can be used as a customer, to whom it is applicable. Let us try to understand this concept of customer also in this chapter, chapter 11. To structure this, we have to understand first the definition, like how we have seen in the bankers. Then explanation of these definitions, definition as per RBI. Then, very importantly, what are the rights and duties of the customer? Customer also has some rights and duties to do or perform with the banker, no? That also we will see in this chapter. So, when the bank provides the services, different type of services to the person or customers, or any individual or non-individuals, he become a customer. So to become a customer, to be a customer, the individual must have an account. Must have an account. Now here, relationship establishment. The individual must have an account. This is not only very important, but it is imperative, it is must. And the person who has an account and to whom the banker provides the facilities as a banker, to whom the banker provides the facilities as a banker, he is considered to be a customer. He is considered to be a customer, and they should deal in banking business. Even a company, firm or the society who has the separate legal existence, they can be called as a customer. So the customer includes government departments and the corporation incorporated under the law for the time being. They also can be termed as a customer. Therefore, to become a customer, it is necessary that dealing must be in banking nature. Simply by maintaining the relation without maintaining the account, cannot be a customer, he cannot be treated as a customer. Then it is necessary that dealing must be a banking nature, either placing money or deposit or taking out the loan from the bank. Then he can call it as a customer. This is contrary to the casual services which are rendered by the banks to a person who have not opened an account with them. He cannot be termed as a customer. The relationship between a banker and customer, it simply will not start from the date of opening the account. As I said, there must be a banking relationship. Okay, I will go to the bank and open the account. Can I be a customer of the bank? No. Why? Because to initiate the activities in the account and prove yourself that you are a capable person of undertaking those activities for which you have opened the account, then you will be called as a customer. So, relationship between the banker and customer does not start from the date of opening the account. But as soon as it is agreed to open an account or the bank accepts the instructions to do so, then he becomes a customer. When there are negotiations between the people, from which it could be inferred that the bank would be willing to open the account, and that account will be opened, relationship of the banker and customer would start that point onward. Now, definition, correct definitions. Definition of customer as per RBI. What Reserve Bank of India says? Who can be a customer? There is no statutory validity of this definition, but the purpose of know your customer, the Reserve Bank of India defines the customer as a person or an entity, a person or an entity that maintains an account and has a business relationship with the bank. Okay. Then, one on whose behalf the account is maintained, that is the beneficial owner of the account or beneficiary of the transaction which is conducted by the professional intermediaries such as stockbroker, chartered accountant, solicitors, etc., as permitted under the law, and any person or entity which is connected with the financial transactions which can be or which can pose a significant reputational and other risk to the bank, says a wire transfer or issue of high value demand draft as a single transaction. In summary of understanding the customer as per RBI definition, the customer is a one who maintains some sort of the deposit account or borrowing account with the bank, and the length and time of the account has been existed is of no consequences. Therefore, it does not matter whether it is a deposit or advance account. Customer-banker relationship can exist between the two banks also, not only two individual or one individual, one bank. Between two banks also, that is called internal customer also or friendly customers also. So consumer of the banking services, consumer of banking service, that means who receives the banking services, is not necessarily a customer of the bank. The intent to open the account can result into a customer banking relationship. As per RBI definition or notification, as of 1st July 2013, banker can discriminate between their customer at home branch and non-home branch. They can identify. Accordingly, if the particular service is provided free at home branch and the same should be available free at non-home branch also, then also it is called as a customer. For example, due to the digitalization and CBS core banking system which is implemented by the bank, that is called anywhere banking. Okay, so you maintain one account in one particular branch, but today you are out of station and there you need the money. You can very well have an access after going to that branch and have an access to this account also. So you can be a customer of that branch also. Indirectly, you will be a customer of the bank, not a branch. Right? So the customer rights are also important to understand. The right of the customer consists of what? Deposit to the deposit amount along with the agreed rate of interest upon demand. That is the customer's right to know what is the rate of interest you are giving me, what could be the date of maturity. This he must know. That is his right as a customer. By right, he must also receive an information about the account. And to receive the full details of the account, the procedure and details of the charges are levied to close the account. When you know the rights, you must know the duties of the customer also, and customer has to perform those duties. So, the first and primary duty of the customer is to maintain sufficient balance as agreed upon. Pay agreed charges for the services rendered by the bank to him. Then also you exercise as a customer a responsible care when you issue the check, draft and other instrument from time to time. You are also supposed to ensure that there is a sufficient balance in the account to honor the check issued by you on that account. You are also required to inform the bank of the knowledge of the fraud on the account. Immediately, it is your duty, if something wrong happened to your account, inform to the bank. That is your first duty. If fraud happens to your account, immediately you have to respond, you have to send information to the bank. Then also you have to inform the bank on loss of the any check, checkbook, debit card, credit card, whether it is lost, stolen or destroyed. Because it is not your property, it is a property of bank, and you should inform to them that this property which is issued by the bank to you, it is their property. You are permitted to utilize it, but it happens with that property like something is lost, stolen or destroyed. Then that property is no existence now. That you have to inform to the bank. This is also important duty of the customer. Therefore, while informing such kind of information, while giving the such kind of information, and that too, without delay on any changes, customer should provide the minimum information like name, address, telephone number, account status and death of the account holder. Repay all the monies borrowed from the bank together with the agreed rate of interest, just to maintain the relationship. Follow all the guidelines issued by the bank and the regulatory authorities from time to time. This is also important duty. Then follow the guidelines issued by the bank and regulatory authorities from time to time. So in short, the customer is one who maintains some sort of deposit account or borrower account or loan account with the bank. And the length and time of this account has been existed is of no consequences. Now, the customer-banker relationship can exist between two banks also, as I said earlier. Consumer of banking services is not a customer of the bank. The intent of opening the account can result in a customer-banking relationship. Simply by availing services, you cannot be a customer. So, the bank cannot discriminate between their customers at the home branch and non-home branch. If particular service is provided free of charge at the home branch, it should be available free of charge at non-home branch also, as I explained earlier. So a bank provides the services to the different type of customers, both individual and non-individuals. So friends, I hope you understood the what is customer, how he should behave, what is his right, what are his duties. Once you understand the banker and once you understand the customer, then the life will be easy for the bankers also as well as to customers also. Thank you very much.